some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. 10 Democrats who want to be president facing off last night in Detroit on issues like the economy and health care, with progressives like Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders holding their own against moderates.
Anybody here thinks that corporate America gives one damn about the average American worker, you're mistaken. If they can save 5 cents by going to China, Mexico, or Vietnam, or any place else, that's exactly what they would do.
On CNN, he and his closest rival in the polls defending other progressive platforms like Medicare for All.
When challenges about some of the points in the Green New Deal came up, Elizabeth Warren said those are just made-up Republican talking points.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. 10 more Democrats take the debate stage tonight, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. And wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein due in court for the first time today since the alleged sex trafficker was found injured behind bars. This is Fox News.
Love to catch a ride with Lyft or Uber, but you're on a budget. For you, there's Beater.
I just ordered a Beater. He's a quarter mile away and he'll be here in 45 minutes.
That's because it's a Beater. He's waiting on someone to give him a jump start before he can be on his way.
Did somebody order a Beater? Yeah, the back door handles are broken. Just get in the front and climb over.
Beater will get you where you're going in a car that's almost as broke as you are.
Okay, almost there. I'm gonna roll past. Get ready to jump out. If this thing stalls, I'll never get it started again.
Get the ride-sharing app with the cars that are crap. Beater.
Everyone out. I need a push. Come on, everybody out.
Funny noises. You hear them everywhere, even on your favorite morning show. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Affleck.
Jay Scott.
Tappity tap.
Emily Hayes.
Why?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
And Rich Thomas.
I'm just not into it.
Well.
Mr. Poopy Pants.
Get ready. Here comes three men.
Busty.
And a lady.
And guess who's back today? The show will be much more because Rich has returned with Tales from Ohio. Jay Scott getting ready for Random Facts.
Jay Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
Somewhere in the building. Let's start with the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, the atmosphere is evolving. I'm reading your comments on Facebook. Many of you said that you got rained at your house yesterday, and I'm looking at far-flung distances here on these Facebook responses. And the airport got over an inch of rain in the 1 o'clock hour and over an inch of rain in the 11 o'clock hour. Total 2.08 inches. That's amazing. Hot and humid today with a high in the mid-90s. Scattered random hit-or-miss storms again. Heat index near 100. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, low to mid-90s. Splash and dash type showers. They'll be more prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, but a pretty decent supply all 3 days. And then on Sunday, I've got the rain chances bumped up to 50-50. That's decent, with high temperatures probably in the low 90s on Sunday. Right now, this morning, very humid. The change over the last couple of days is we've had dew points in the 60s. Now 73 dew point with a temperature of 75. Calm winds at 611.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Morning, sunshine.
Don't call me that.
What shall I call you?
El Grande Avocado.
You're an avocado now.
That's true, but you're missing the point.
What's your point? Not only is it
Wednesday.
Not only is it
Hump Day.
It just so happens.
It just so happens that today is
Today is
National Avocado Day.
And don't you forget it.
It's showtime.
Don't forget, avocados are cost plus 10% like everything else at Food Outlet. And, well, I think since Rich is, oh, my God, ground beef, $1.98 a pound. New specials at Food Outlet. That's pretty good. 5 pounds of ground beef with one $10 gift certificate. To tell us a few highlights to show and tell from your...
Well, it was just...
Return to the homeland.
Just wonderful, wonderful reunion trip. Better than the last time, 5 years ago. The weather was nice. My interactions with people were nice. We rented a wonderful vacation historic cottage near the Lake Erie, and a few of us stayed there, and that was a great idea. It was just really nice. But as you probably know about reunions, there's mixed emotions.
Sure.
You're happy at other times. You're nostalgic,
yeah.
And you're melancholy a little bit because we're all growing older. But
I got hit between the eyes when I went to my last one. That was 2010, and I've told the story before, so I apologize to those of you who've heard it. But I walked up to the sign-in desk, and I saw a sheet with a list of names, and a lot of my friends from school were on there. I said, "What is that group? Oh, they're dead."
Yes.
It was like getting 20 notifications all at once.
Oh.
And that kind of put a somber touch to the start of it. But boy, everybody really got lively once the Mustacholi came out on the table.
We have a brand new memorial park dedicated to all the Brookside High School departed. And it's beautiful. It has flowers. It's on Lake Erie. And it has bricks for everybody and memorials. And just, it's wonderful. It's brand new.
Well, may it be many years before you're another brick in the wall.
I was going to say, either I'll be here at the 50th or I'll be a brick.
I would expect, I honestly thought the bacon for your BLTs today was the best I've ever made.
I haven't had it yet. I'll have to let you know. I'm struggling a bit this morning. Hello, Rich.
Good morning.
Jay?
I haven't had it yet. It's wrapped up for lunch.
So
I have.
Tired.
And I said on TV, and I quote, when Ryan asked what we had, I said, the best BLT ever served here at Blue Water Broadcasting, a Dear Diary moment.
Yeah, I thought that might pop your jaw. That was really
it was really good.
I was pleased.
Good.
It's a BLT. I have no
worries.
Yeah,
he has
no
qualms about it. He'll be happy.
I honestly have no worries about the bacon, tomatoes. I mean, building it, yes, it had that texture, that feel.
I just want to say a special thank you to my sometimes friend, Jay Scott.
Oh?
Yes, I'm going to share the story now.
Did he help paint your house?
No.
I ain't that good of a friend. For anybody,
painting
by the way.
Moving.
No, but because the last handful of days have been painting the house, and now we're painting the trim and the doors and the baseboard and all that stuff, got out of the new place a little later than we had intended last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the sciatic nerve jam or what's going on, but I am feeling awful. And I texted Jay this morning because I was running slow. I wouldn't say running behind, but I was running very slow. And I said, bruh, is it BLT day?
Bruh.
And he wrote back, yep.
Yeah.
And I said, could you just go ahead and toast my bread?
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
That's right.
So when I got here, instead of having to wait for the bread to toast, it was toasted in the toaster. And I appreciate your teamwork, Jay. That's what we call unity.
I wanted to take that toaster bread joke a little further, but...
But I'm so out of it. Everything hurts.
Today's bread brought to you by Food Outlet. It's the Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
The best sandwich bread because it's hearty and...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And it's $3.02 a loaf at Food Outlet, and it's over $4 in the chain stores. You know what I found?
What'd you find?
I did had to stop at one of those chain stores for one item, and it wasn't groceries. It was hornet spray.
Oh.
Because they're back.
Again?
Oh, man. Oh, they get stung, but I've been after them this year. I've been going hornet hunting in my spare time.
It's good to be proactive.
Yes. So I decided to just scan the meat department. Now, right now, at Food Outlet, New York strips, $4.77 a pound. That's tomorrow's breakfast. $13.99 a pound for New York strips at the chain store.
Of course.
And you tell me the difference between it's USDA meat. You tell me why one is $9 a pound more than the other. Well, that's insane.
Yeah.
And we'll run down the rest of the specials for you. Heading over to Don Duncan after the show downtown. I have...
guess where I was yesterday.
Don Duncan?
Don Duncan. And I got the most wonderful service. And they even showed me the filters that needed to be replaced. They said, your dog, Bailey, you see these hairs here? And this is your engine. This is your engine filter. See this? And so they showed me the filters that they had to replace and why.
And it was Bailey hair?
Bailey hair. They vacuumed my car when they were done. It was amazing. I got everything done. And by the way, I was out of there, in there, and out of there in 30 minutes. How they did all that work in 30 minutes, I have no idea.
They're like a pit crew, like having your own personal pit crew. Three locations. By the way, the first Dunkin' and Sun Bridicathon is 4 weeks from Friday.
Can you believe it? It's unbelievable.
We'll hear about other benchmark moments coming up in the time-honored most electrifying story of the day after your local news.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews are continuing to investigate the incident. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Here's something for everybody to chew on, although once again, the focus is millennials. We're learning more and more about this unique demographic.
Donnie, stop picking on millennials.
We're not picking on them. This is just the results of a study that say millennials would happily give up all of their vacation time for a higher salary. And to make it worth their while, according to PR Newswire, the average person would need to make 48% more than they do now. So if you make 50 grand a year now, you'd have to go up to 74,000 with no vacation time. Doesn't say anything about sick days.
I mean, what's the point of not having any vacation time but having extra money? You can't take a vacation.
I don't know.
To enjoy said money.
I just thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe not. It might quite fall short of the electrifying standard, and it'll probably change by the time this afternoon rolls around. But here's the sad and failed logic in this. You know, if you're really good at what you do, mm-hmm. and you work your butt off and you hustle, you'll get your 74 in your 2 weeks.
I'm going to tell you that's not always true.
Well,
in a younger person like me's case.
There are exceptions, I'm sure. But the way you get a higher salary is you bust your butt until you get where you want to go.
Right.
Which I've been doing. Ever since I got...
Nobody's questioning that.
Into
I think the more
workforce.
I think the more electrifying story is the intro to the most electrifying story. Is afternoons, it's Greg and Joey. In the mornings, it's just you.
Yeah, what's that about? What are we, chopped liver?
as you take a bite of that sandwich downstairs? That Joey doesn't get in the afternoon?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, I'll bring lunch in
well,
for Joey.
Okay, why don't you bring lunch in for Joey? You know, he's stuck in here. He's like a...
He's skin and bones.
The only person I don't think Joey could beat in an arm wrestling match right now, because Joey's, you know...
Yeah,
very muscular now.
Didn't right. Baron beat him one time?
No, I would put him against. I wouldn't know who to put my money on, Kristen or Joey.
Get out of here!
Oh, Kristen, I put it.
I asked Jay to help me move a desk one time, and he was like, "You know, Kristen's going to be better at that than me."
Yeah,
because Kristen CrossFits.
I bet on Kristen.
Yeah,
she's got the shape.
Joey,
go at it. We'll broadcast it live on the afternoon show if you can.
Didn't you and
set that up?
The other lady here have a lawnmower race once.
That was at Lewis Lawn a long time ago.
Yeah,
I had never ridden a rider lawnmower because we always had tiny lawns, and I had somebody cut it for me. So Jenny Lewis invited me to come down and race the X Mark
without the restrictor plates on.
He's been on fire this morning. I think there was a lot of humor build up, and it's going to be coming out in Blast
the
Morning Line.
Great. On the road, on the app, you sounded great.
We did?
Yes.
Cool.
She says with surprise.
No. It's always news to me.
I was talking to Greg about how different it is to hear us in another setting and not here in the studio in my headphones.
I heartily agree. I tuned in two or three times for a little bit while I was down in Florida visiting Goose last month, and it's different when you're away from it and yep. hearing it on the app.
I agree.
Kind of the same thing if I tune in and catch one of the replays, one of my brilliant random facts introductions, for example. You gotta pay attention because you could win. I don't have today's ready yet, though.
You'll come up with something.
You have time. Do we have time?
Do we have any tickets to give away right now?
We do. We have biscuit tickets to give away today for Saturday night's game.
All right.
Yeah, we had the biscuit. We had Mike from the biscuits in the other day.
Mike Murphy sat in here for about 40 minutes the other day.
Yeah, he kind of sidekicked with us for a while.
It was fun. He was good.
Yeah.
See, did some of his Mike Murphy personality start coming out? I mean, he's great every time he's here.
He's funny.
Is he a funny guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we can take another vacation, Bailey.
By the way, Emily, today is the last day of the Major League Baseball trading season.
What's going to happen to CC Sabathia?
Just hang on to your phone today because there'll be bulletins all day long.
All day long. Big names changing teams. Yankees better get a damn pitcher. Or I'm going to be coming in here in a testy mood through all of August and September. That's all I'm going to say.
I bet they don't.
Well, the Indians traded one.
Yeah, they got Trevor Bauer went to Cincinnati of all teams.
He's the guy that had a fit and threw the ball.
I think that's why he got traded. I really do, because you always hear stories. A lot of people on that team don't like him.
Is that right?
Because he's very eccentric. He's just so into his own way of doing things. He's not really... I think he's got a lot of alienated fellow ball players.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports.
So they sent him to Cincinnati, which I believe is a downgrade from Cleveland. And Cleveland's going to be in the playoffs. Cincinnati is not. So
it's in the same.
I got that Yasiel Puig too from the Reds. The Puig trade. Good for the Indians.
Interesting spelling on that name.
Puig. The Indians.
The Indians Jones.
Oh, I have old.
Remind me to show you my new Cleveland Indian shirt without Wahoo on it.
It doesn't have.
No.
How about
it's
that?
It's got the new logo.
Thank you.
New logo. Thanks, Laura.
The timeline for the last day of July coming up next.
Yep.
6:25.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look good out on the boulevard. We don't have a lot of problems for you. We are already starting to see some traffic building up, so be careful out there. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and there aren't any delays on the 31s this morning. Let's just be careful out there. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On a hot day in summer, I saw on QVC fake red poinsettias, tacky holiday sweaters, Christmas ornaments, mistletoe garland, hot dog with maker, inflatable snowman, angel tree toppers. It's 90 freaking degrees. Plastic Santa Claus, holly wreath, elves on a shelf. It is summer on QVC. It is summer on QVC.
At 6:29 with the timeline for the last day of July. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
I hear those Christmas bells, and I got to tell you, over the weekend, I'm in Vermilion, Ohio, and I'm going down the TV dial and on the Hallmark Channel. Yes, yes, yes. I got sucked into a stupid Christmas movie. I'm a fool for those. 212th day of the year, 153 days remain on National Avocado Day, you already heard.
Oh, that's good.
Also National Guacamole Day. Couldn't we make
that's
a...
That's natural, yeah.
We could make a great dip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's dip season coming up soon with
we
football.
Gotta, a new guacamole, and I think the brand name of the guacamole is... Gully Guacamole.
National Jump for Jelly Beans Day? I don't think so. That was a big deal with Reagan, right? Jelly beans?
He was a jelly bean guy, yeah.
He had some in the Oval Office. Today is National Mutt Day, Bailey. Bailey's a mutt because we did a DNA test on her. Everybody was asking, oh, she must be Australian Shepherd because of the two different color eyes. No, she has eight breeds, but not Australian Shepherd. 1715 on this date, a hurricane strikes the east coast of Florida, sinking 10 Spanish treasure ships, killing nearly 1,000 people. All of the gold and silver on board would not be recovered for 250 years. On this date, 91 years ago in 1928, the MGM lion roared for the first time at the beginning of one of the studio's first talkie movie.
That's right. MGM lion.
There you
right
go.
There.
The movie was White Shadows in the South Seas. Their first talkie had one word, hello.
Oh, wow.
What did Mel Brooks had? Silent movie.
Yeah,
and one word is no.
Yeah, Marcel was
the guy who never speaks.
Todd, yeah.
No!
1949 on this date. Lightning strikes a baseball field in Baker, Florida while the game is in progress. Shortstop and the third baseman instantly killed. Second baseman fatally injured. Ooh. 50 people in the crowd of the 300 spectators also injured. The lightning bolt dug a 20-foot-long ditch in the infield.
Oh, wow.
That must have been one hell of a bolt.
1949. Baker, Florida. Where's Baker, Florida? Do you know?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
I learned this yesterday. It's near Tampa.
Is it?
Everything you don't know about Florida, just say it's near Tampa.
Bay Area, yeah. Mm-hmm. 1964 on this date, 40-year-old country singer Jim Reeves, who was very good, was killed in a plane crash in a single-engine aircraft from Arkansas to Nashville. It crashed in thick fog. First big country crossover artist. Now, our song of the day. The other day, on her 78th birthday, we pledged to do a song from the great Martha Reeves. And what a list of songs that is. Which one to pick? Well, let me take you back to the red hot summer of 1964. It's been covered by many. Great Marvin Gaye wrote it. What do you say we do a little dancing in the streets? Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Oh, that feels good this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost as good as the BLT.
I'll give you that. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, the BLT was crispier.
Oh, true. No, I threw that joke out. I was going to say it. I edited it in my mind, and it's not funny. 48 years ago today, in 1971, men ride in a vehicle on the moon for the first time in the lunar rover vehicle. Also on that day in 71, James Taylor's version of the Carole King classic, You've Got a Friend, hit number one. A couple of songs released on this date, our bicentennial year, 1976, Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper. That'd be a good one, too. And Orleans, Still the One, is released. 35 years ago today, in 1984, what a team. U.S. men's gymnastic team upset China to win the gold medal in the L.A. Summer Olympics. On that team, Tim Daggett, Bart Conner, and Mitch Gaylor. 1988, the last Playboy Club closes in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing had a Playboy Club?
I didn't know that.
Wow. 28 years ago in 1991, President Bush and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty in Moscow. Get this, they used pens made from metal from nuclear missiles that were destroyed in the 1987 treaty. How about that?
Isn't that progress?
That is so cool.
So 24 years ago today in 95, the Walt Disney Company agrees to acquire Capital Cities ABC in a $19 billion deal. So this is the day that ESPN became a Mickey Mouse operation.
ESPN. What does ESPN stand
for
again?
This is the day that ESPN became a Mickey Mouse operation. It's the Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
That's it.
So it's the day that ESPN
that's such a girl question.
Became a Mickey Mouse operation. Sounded funny at 3:30.
I'm so glad you're back,
3:30 this morning.
Yeah.
It was really funny at that hour when I typed it. On this day in 2007, the iTunes Music Store reached 3 billion songs sold. By February 2013, the 25th billion song had been downloaded on iTunes. I guess iTunes is going to go away.
That's what I understand, yes.
Yeah?
To become part of what?
They're just changing the way it works.
Because on a county, you want to know why?
Well, that's the next question.
Because on the county, you want to know why?
iTunes is such a... It encompasses not just music anymore. It's television shows. It's movies.
Yeah.
It's a lot of entertainment, so they're gonna get away with
call it.
Call
it iJunk?
Likely.
2012 Olympic swimming champ Michael Phelps wins his 19th Olympic medal. It's a gold one. He did it in the 200 meter freestyle. If you care,
they say there's a kid coming up that's faster
that's
than
Michael
him.
Michael Phelps, really?
Yeah.
Wow, he was amazing. So this guy from Modern Family who plays Manny, Rico Rodriguez, is 21 today.
Oh wow.
B.J. Novak, who is Ryan on The Office, is 40 today.
He's funny. He's also a creator or a writer on
is
the
that,
show.
Is that I didn't know
see
that
the young guy yeah. with the thin face and the big. Shock dark hair.
Yeah, and he dyes it blonde in the later
season. I have an office story in the Cheap and Trashy this morning, too.
Ooh!
About Creed.
There's this guy named Zach Brown who has the Zach Brown Band, and they have some pretty good songs. I'm not a country guy, but I kind of like him. 41 today. Dean Cain is 53, former Superman. J.K. Rowling's, who has a lot of money and is a brilliant writer, is 54. Wesley Snipes is 57. Mark Cuban is the Dallas Mavericks owner. He used to own Broadcast.com and sold it just at the right moment before it crashed. He's 61. And Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys is 73 today. I'm going to write down this.
That's Jerry's kid.
Yeah, Jerry's kid is right. Yeah, Jerry's kid. I see what you did there. Is 73 today. Happy birthday, Gary. We're 30 days till SEC football. 30 days.
I can't believe it. Call me.
Get the guacamole dip ready. It's guacamole day. It's 57 days till birthday season begins. 119 days till Thanksgiving, which means 2 days later is the Iron Bowl. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas at 6:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Far too much Rich in this block. Hot and humid again today with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index near 100. Scattered random hit or miss storms. Boy, oh boy, a lot of you got lucky on the rainfall yesterday. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, highs in the low to mid-90s with some scattered showers and storms here and there, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. A few nice downpours out there for some lucky communities. Then Sunday, I think the rain chances are better. I've got them at 50-50 on Sunday. Right now this morning, calm winds, very humid. So the humidity that we lost for a few days is back. It's winds are calm at 75 now at 6:39.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now. Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and traffic is still moving along great this morning. Be careful if you're on the boulevard. We're starting to see some traffic build up there. If you're on the 31s, there aren't any delays for you headed into town, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride this morning. Let's just be careful as we get on into work. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
What's our topic?
Most overrated places to go. You know, like the most overrated places to visit. Like Plymouth Rock, I can see. But Times Square, should that be on that list?
Is it overrated or is it just... It's just, you can't make a week-long vacation out of going to Plymouth Rock.
Right,
you
know? I know, it's a rock.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Just because a place is a tourist attraction doesn't mean it's any good.
What are the most overrated places to visit in the world? People on Reddit are sharing their picks, including spots like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Times Square, Plymouth Rock, and Roswell, New Mexico.
I was thinking Roswell, Georgia. All right, lots to bring in. Let's begin. 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I tell you, I'm like, that's overrated for sure.
What? I've never been to Roswell, but I kind of like the music.
Oh, okay.
I found it fascinating.
He's doing a Three Dog Night song he was referring to. But
they don't even know who Three Dog Night is.
I realize that.
So, I do, too.
So why refer
to them? I've seen them in concert.
They're
but,
great.
Okay, Plymouth Rock is just a rock, but Times Square? Really?
Yeah. I would disagree because Plymouth Rock is a rock. And you kind of have to envision going back 400 and some years to the pilgrims stepping on it, okay?
Yeah, okay, there's the rock. Let's go to the tavern now.
Yeah.
You know?
I think what makes all these overrated is the crowd at all of these.
Oh, I would agree with
that. If the crowd wasn't there, I feel like it would be a much more enjoyable experience all of the above locations.
I can agree with that because I went to Times Square and I will say that I won't say that it was overrated so much as overwhelming.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a lot going on.
I like that.
Yeah.
In the we were talking about this yesterday afternoon. Times Square in the early 80s was a dump. I mean, it was really seedy.
Oh, yeah. Seedy is right.
And when Rudy became mayor, he cleaned that up. And now it's that overwhelming experience that you described. I think part of this is the cool factor, too, because I've been to a couple of these places, like the Four Corners.
That's pretty cool. And you can stretch out in four states.
You can be in four states at one time, and that's kind of cool.
But then what? Then what?
Well, then you go to Salt Lake City and go for a swim in the Salt Lake, which is also kind of overrated. Mount Rushmore, though, I don't think is overrated because it's one of those things you really have to see. The way it's nestled in the South Dakota hills, you come around the side of a mountain. We were coming around the side of the mountain when we...
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Anyway.
Three Dog Night, yeah.
When you first see it, it's stunning to see those giant faces on the top of that mountain and realize that was all hand-carved. That's pretty impressive. And the restaurant there, we ate at the restaurant there, which is where that infamous scene in the movie North by Northwest, you guys know that one? Hitchcock movie? You know Alfred Hitchcock?
Yes. Movies are my specialty.
Of course they are.
Alfred Hitchcock, North by Northwest, a lot of it is filmed around Mount Rushmore. That's kind of the centerpiece for the movie. It all ends up there. Watch it when you have time. It's a good one.
Do you know I've never been to any of the top 10?
None.
I have
no interest in going to Vegas. None.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a gambler.
Why not?
I don't gamble, but I know there's a lot of cool things to do besides gambling.
I've been to Vegas, and I've been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I've been there, too.
It's a dump.
Is it?
The Hollywood Walk of Fame. Hollywood is a dump. Hollywood is horrible. And
Roswell's the only thing I've been to on that list.
Roswell?
And I mean, the only thing cool about that was the town lights. All of them are alien heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Just like Hershey, Pennsylvania is Hershey Kisses on the streetlights.
Except the factory ain't there no more.
That was a cool place.
It is a cool place. It's got their...
Have you been to any of these places, Emily?
Wait, the factory's not there anymore?
None. The factory's gone?
The factory's gone. The factory moved to Mexico.
There is a factory still there, and they still produce a little bit, but it's mostly all in Mexico now, and it moved out of Hershey. How about that?
With your travels, have you been to the Taj Mahal?
Elementary school.
Yeah, I went to Cleveland and the Taj Mahal this weekend. No, I've never been to the Taj Mahal, but it looks spectacular in pictures.
Well, I would recommend, out of that whole list, if you get a chance, Mount Rushmore. It's absolutely incredible.
I want to see it.
I will write that down.
Right.
And then we can step on Ryan's Stennett star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ryan, you didn't tell us that you had a star out there.
I got multiple
stars.
It's
brand new.
Out
there. All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
All right, see you.
Have a great
It is 6:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Cheap and Trashy is coming up. And a couple of interesting features in today's edition, including early Oscar talk.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick on Zelda Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Mr. Big Voice recites lyrics from Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back.
So ladies, yeah, ladies, yeah. If you want to roll in my Mercedes, yeah. Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
This has been Mr. Big Voice reciting lyrics from Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trash. Hulk Hogan retiring from wrestling, Jay.
Sure he is.
66 years old.
He's still doing it?
He's not necessarily doing it. He's just making appearances.
Yeah.
there's really nothing that he's actually doing. No. That's it, you know?
So he's retiring from appearances.
Maybe. I have no idea. That's why I'm saying, eh.
I'd be skeptical on that. When you look at his medical history, 9 separate surgeries on his spine.
Oh, no. Look at any wrestler in their, how old is he?
66 or 60.
Yeah, look at any wrestler in their 60s, and you're going to find a sheet like that on all of them.
A lot of NFL players, too.
Well, then, yeah.
9 separate surgeries. I had one on my back, and I will never do it again. I can't imagine what that's like.
Knock on whatever this material is.
I have no
back problems.
But it's the best for Micah the money can buy. Let's not forget that. His doctor said he would never walk after his 6th one. It took 3 more surgeries after that one to get him back on his feet, so he's just thankful for that. He said he was down for about a year and a half. Somebody finally did a study on stars and their political opinions.
Our survey said...
They asked people, not celebrities, 2,000 Americans about different hot-button issues. Encouraging people to get out and vote is one thing nobody has a problem with. Most people say that's fine. Get out and vote. Issues, that's a little bit different. But for the most part, they would just as soon they not say anything at all. Kristen Stewart isn't scared to tell a ghost to get lost. She has experience with on-screen ghosts. Having played a fashion assistant frequently visited by one in the movie Personal Shopper, she hung out with dead vampires in the Twilight series, but does she believe in ghostesses in real life? So she does have an experience with them. I talk to them. If I'm in a weird small town making a movie and I'm in a strange apartment, it's like, no, please, I cannot deal anyone else, but it cannot be me.
By the way, thanks a lot for suggesting that when we were staying in this 1860s place,
yes,
that there'd be ghosts. Thanks a lot for saying, to putting that in my mind.
Well, did you see one? Did you hear anything weird?
No. But everything he did hear, we already thought.
But thanks a lot for putting it in my brain.
Did I plant that idea in there? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I am a real latecomer to the TV show The Office, and I made the mistake of clicking this link that's attached to this story today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, did you find a spoiler that was,
it was the whole
15
ending.
Years old?
The whole ending. But no big deal. The show's funny. He's guessing where he'd be today 6 years since the show stopped running. Since he was playing a fictionalized version of himself, he said, the guy never stayed in jail very long, got up pretty fast. He says, remember on that Making a Murderer show, the really well-heeled defense attorney that was helping Steve Avery? I think she would have seen my case and taken pity. Then I'd scam her, take all her money. I'd be living somewhere doing the things that Creed does, mostly stealing. He's a sweet crook. I haven't gotten to all that stuff in the show yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Netflix may be paying the equivalent of a buck per subscriber. To cover the cost of a movie they're making with Martin Scorsese called The Irishman.
Really?
Yeah, $151.6 million Netflix subscribers, and that's about what the movie is costing. And this one features De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, Harvey Keitel.
Wow. And it's Scorsese?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty big deal.
When does it come out?
The Irishman? Supposed to be later on this year, yeah. Probably around the holidays, Christmas or so.
I guess. Yeah.
But they're using a lot of that de-aging technology in there, so yeah. So De Niro and Pacino and Pesci and stuff will look much younger.
Like they did with Will Smith in that one movie.
Could we put
Samuel L. Jackson in that most recent Marvel movie. Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that.
Is there something Tom could put on de-aging in our loop here? No?
The big investment is said to be because Netflix wants to win a Best Picture Oscar. And they may have one there.
They might, yeah.
This could be the next Godfather. Does it bother you? I was going to do this story, jeez, on whether it bothers you if reality shows recycle contestants from other reality shows, but I realized I haven't had anybody mention they watch a reality show in like 10 years.
Mm-mm, not me.
I watch Big Brother.
That's the one that everybody
You've
calls
always
their
watched Big
pleasure.
Brother, though.
I've always watched Big Brother, yeah.
I watched the first two. It's a good cast this year, huh?
No, it's not, actually. It's a horrible cast this year.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a horrible cast, and I'll tell you a little bit of why.
Because on account of you want to know why?
In the first... So, you know how they evict people?
Yeah, I hate that old guy, the older guy.
Oh, no, the old guy's been fine. But in the first four, now five evictions that they've done...
Yeah?
Black guy, black girl, Indian guy, Asian girl.
Is that right?
It is, yeah. While all the white folks are sitting mighty fine inside the house.
Is that right?
It looks really bad.
Interesting. I know the black guy was the first one to go.
And he was now that was just...
And he seemed like a great guy, too.
Yeah, he didn't actually get voted out. I remember
that deal.
It was his own thing, but I think he could have done really, really well if he'd have stayed in. But
don't worry, I'm sure Al Sharpton will bring healing to anybody whose feelings were hurt.
No, it does look bad, but then there's been some comments said, and it's like, oh, okay, well, that's the kind of person you are. All right.
Hoaxster Jussie Smollett lost $30,000. That's what you get, Jussie, for not using Eddie Bader. When he sold his mansion, I just hope he doesn't beat himself up.
I don't know that Bader would have taken his... I'm not going to sell your house, man. I could do it, but yeah. I'm not going to.
Look at these eyes. He went to 7 o'clock chicken 4 minutes early.
The exodus from Woodstock 50 continues.
Oh, you know, what do they have left?
Miley Cyrus, who certainly brings back a connection to first Woodstock.
Of course, yeah.
She's out, Santana's out, the Lumineers, the Raconteurs.
Yeah.
And veterans John Sebastian and Country Joe McDonald, who is known for one song, which you'll never hear on the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Give me up.
Yeah. The fish chew. Somebody back in the 70s actually played that. Not on our station I was working on, but somewhere else.
You queued up the wrong cut.
Well, he got canned, and there was a memo sent around that under no circumstances are we to use that on the air.
Yeah.
And defying all odds, having just lost a lawsuit over the weekend on plagiarizing somebody else from that Christian rap song, Katy Perry has released... an album of all original material.
Hi, it's me, Katy Perry. I've been found guilty of stealing one of my songs, so to make up for it, I'm releasing a new album with totally original brand new songs. Take my horse to the old town road. Gonna ride till I can't no more.
Copyright infringement? That's Old Town Road.
Oh, sorry. How about... 'Cause baby, you're a baby shark.
Baby Shark.
Okay, next.
You make me feel like living a teenage dream.
Katie, you're stealing California Girls, a song you wrote, and putting it in Teenage Dream, another song you wrote. You can't steal from yourself.
Oh, whoopsie. Maybe this?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You're gonna hear me roar.
That's it. You're going to jail.
A couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, next hour, Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz, and we'll run down the Food Outlet specials for you as well, because they change on Wednesday.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement, August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant, and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit LandmarkChurch.net. That's Landmark.